Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are covering something called the De Minimis Safe Harbor. The regulation is TRIES, Reg. 1.263A-1F, issued in 2013. This one is about small purchases. When you buy or produce tangible property for your business, you generally have to capitalize it and depreciate it over time. But for small amounts, that creates a lot of bookkeeping for very little benefit. The De Minimis Safe Harbor solves that problem. Here is how it works. The safe harbor lets you expend small items right away instead of tracking them as depreciable assets. The threshold depends on whether you have what the tax rules call an applicable financial statement. An applicable financial statement is an audited set of financial statements or financial statements filed with a government agency. If you have an applicable financial statement, you can expense items up to $5,000 per invoice or per item. If you do not have one, the threshold is $2,500 per invoice or per item. That lower amount was raised from $500 by IRS Notice 2015-82, effective January 1st of 2016. Use the safe harbor, you need two things. First, a written accounting policy at the beginning of the tax year that says you expense amounts below the threshold. Second, consistent application of that policy throughout the year. If your books and your tax return treat these costs the same way, the IRS is generally satisfied. Now, how does this connect to a cost segregation study? A COSEC study breaks your building into components and assigns each one to a depreciation class. Some of those components, especially personal property items like small fixtures, certain hardware, outlet covers, individual lighting units, or equipment connections, may have per unit costs that fall below the de minimis threshold. For those items, you do not need a depreciation schedule at all. If you have the written expensing policy in place, you can expense them immediately. The study identifies what they are and what they cost. The safe harbor determines whether each item needs to be tracked or can simply be expensed. For components above the threshold, the study works normally. It establishes the depreciation class and the recovery period. The study and the safe harbor together create a more efficient outcome. Small items get expensed now. Larger items get depreciated at the fastest legally available rate. One thing to keep in mind, the de minimis safe harbor is an election. You choose to apply it. If you do not have the written policy in place at the start of the year, you cannot elect it for that year after the fact, so this is something to set up proactively. The short version, the de minimis safe harbor lets you stop tracking small items entirely. A COSEC study tells you which items fall below the threshold and which need to be on a depreciation schedule. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Your report's authority library covers all the regulations that shape how your property costs are treated.